Hello.
Hello. And this is a joined episode, so
we're both recording
at the same time.
Yep, with our both of our phones, so this is kind of like, yeah. Okay, so today for my podcast, I'm kind of doing the in between before I switch over to all the hauntings and paranormal stuff.
This is the, and it's not a trailer, it's the last for this season.
It's just the last one for this season, and let's get into it. So it's kind of, so this episode is mainly about all kinds of different serial killers, just because we felt like rambling today.
Yeah, we just felt we felt like talking about murder today. We woke up and we're like, you know what? Today we're going to talk about murder.
Mm-hmm.
After we paint my kitchen pink.
Mm-hmm.
After we painted it pink, we're like, you know, let's, and eat hot dogs, we're like, you know what? Let's go talk about murder. Because why not? There's nothing better to do.
Uh-huh. So today we're going to be talking about Charles Manson, Ed Gein, John Wayne Gacy, and Jeffrey Dahmer. Four very notorious serial killers.
There's many others we could talk about. I think Gary Hindick was one I was contemplating talking about, to where he literally would kidnap girls and keep them in his cellar because he liked the unwilling sexual pleasure. So this is going to be an X-rated, it's not X-rated, it's going to be an
very explicit.
Like the first episode of my podcast.
Because
why not?
There's a couple of these that are obviously sex offenders. Like,
the last two are sex offenders.
Yeah.
And the second guy literally turned, he made a nipple belt. Nipple mm-hmm. belt turned human flesh into lampshades and upholstery. I mean, that man was crafty with human skin. And that says a lot, because human skin's thin.
Yeah.
Extremely thin.
Yeah.
And the fact he could make chair covers out of that stuff. That shows talent.
Yeah.
Even though he had a very unhealthy mind and upbringing,
you know, which we'll get into later. Most serial killers, you find that they're not crazy, but the ones we're talking about today
Jeffrey
are
Dahmer.
Nuts. Charles Manson.
Honestly, when I heard Marilyn Manson, I thought, oh, isn't that his daughter? No. One, that's a guy. And two, he's a singer. I'm like, well, I knew he was a singer, but I'm like, didn't Charles Manson's daughter, some, whatever the fuck her name is, Manson, go to jail? How, did she ever, like, get out and just start a music career? No. Just a mixture of Marilyn Monroe and Charles Manson, which I'm gonna eventually talk about Marilyn Monroe and her mysterious death.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's suspicious. Like, it's supposed she died of an... Not today, Brian. Not today. We're here to talk about other people. Anyways. Do you want to get started so I don't get us off track per usual?
Mm-hmm. We're going to go in order. Charles Manson, Ed Gein, John Wayne Gacy, Jeffrey Dahmer. So first we're going to talk about Charles Manson.
Cannibalism.
Charles Manson.
Not cannibalism. That's the second and fourth people.
Okay, so Charles Manson is crazy. He's nuts. He died in a mental institute. And actually, I'm going to go off track on this one. Charles Manson was actually in a actually had to stay in a haunted prison for a while.
Oh, that's spooky.
And you know?
My mom used to live
like, when it was still prison. When it was still in, like, order or whatever the prison was.
When it still was working?
When it still was working, it was supposedly hot. And in that prison, people would boil, each other. Like, if someone got mad at someone, they would throw the person into a thing of boiling beans. Because they would cook their own food.
Oh, kind of like that lady's head in the
in Hello like Kitty in Hello Murder. Kitty Murder. Flashbacks, guys.
For her podcast.
For my podcast, anyway.
Last thing I talked about was... No, nobody got boiled alive in my last episode.
No, it wasn't Queen Mary.
It was Queen Mary. You should check that out, by the way. I alluded to my next... In her Zodiac Killer episode, I alluded to my next episode, which...
Yeah, you I guys... Thought, okay, anybody on my podcast, go check out his podcast, okay? Seriously.
I've only had 3 people listen to my last episode.
Yeah, his podcast is good, too. He gets way more in-depth than I do. I just go over basics.
I want to get the deep, deep, deep story and tell as much as I can.
Uh-huh. And
so
you
then
guys
you can
seriously.
Leave as well informed as possible.
Yep. You guys seriously have to go check out his podcast. And anybody, you guys on his podcast, come check out my podcast.
I have it linked in my description of the podcast itself.
You need to show me how to do that.
Oh. So I took your... We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later.
We have work to do.
We have work to do. Okay, I'm just going to tell the description of Charles Manson, and then we'll go over what we know and everything. And then we'll go over what we know. So, Charles Manson was an American criminal and musician who led... led the Manson family, a cult based in California in the late 1960s.
Sounds like Heaven's Gate, which we should talk about. No.
We can. Some of the members committed a series of 9 murders at 4 locations in July and August 1969. Charles Manson was born on November 12th, 1934 in Cincinnati and died November 19th. 2017 in a mental institute. His victims...
5 days and who knows how many fucking years.
Victims, 2 murdered, 7 murdered by proxy, and 4 arsons.
There was that one famous actress that was pregnant. She was pregnant and had the baby. Of course, that's what happens when you're pregnant. But... Then they went, because she was one of the by proxy murders. Because it's really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You should go check out Bailey Sarian, because that's who I'm learning, basing most of this stuff off of, except for the John Wayne Gacy and Jeffrey Dahmer. I didn't listen to those episodes yet. But, besides that, he was... I guess he had to go steal some money from... So he had to go get money from bikers, so he had to go kill some famous people, rob them. So, and then he had to frame their neighbors. It was really fucking weird. But, I'm sorry for my language. No, I'm not. I'm not sorry. I'm taking that back. I'm taking my sorry back. And, what happened was... And then he had to go kill them. I think her name was, like, Sharon Tate. I forget her name, but she was a famous actress, and if you guys want to, you guys can go look this stuff up on your own and get even more in-depth if you're extremely interested in.
Yeah, but that's kind of why they listen to the podcast, is so they don't have to look it up, you know?
Well, we're just going over the basics today, because we're going to get started off. It's like an English class. You're given a prompt, and then you write about said prompt.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay. We got this.
So, what I do know about Charles Manson is he was obviously, like, super crazy, and he killed a lot of people, and, also...
Have you not seen his look?
I know. Ugh. Anyway, so if you guys also want, to learn more, or what I know, this is kind of, like, where I know everything about Charles Manson, is Zach Bagans Haunted Museum. He has an exhibit for, Ed Gein and Charles Manson.
The nipple belt. Doesn't he have the famous nipple belt?
I don't know what
he
has.
I wonder if he has the famous nipple
belt.
But,
I got all this information from Sam and Colby's channel, so go check that out. Sam and Colby. And then, after you check out Sam and Colby, go check out Zach Bagans' museum, because that's where I found out everything.
Well, and then I found out most of my stuff from, as I mentioned before, Bailey Sarian.
Yeah.
She does murder, the famous, or the infamous murder mystery in makeup.
Yep.
And then she also has her other podcast, Dark History, which I also recommend checking out.
Yep. So what I mostly know is just, like, the basics, and that's it. I know the basics. I don't really know a lot about Charles Manson, but I know he was, like, totally crazy.
Fucking psychopath.
Psychopath, crazy, sociopath. He was everything. Like, if you couldn't...
dude, get a grip on reality. Like, go get psych evaluated and, like...
Yeah,
get on the pills. Get on the anti-sag candies. You know, antipsychotics. Something to get you a little bit less crazy that's not dope. Or heroin. Or meth.
Or any cocaine. Drug.
Cocaine got screwed over. So did cannabis.
Okay, moving.
We're not going to get into this.
We're moving on because Brian is always talking about drugs. I tell you, drugs. He always talks about drugs, yet I don't think he's ever had any drugs.
Caffeine's a drug.
Well, yeah, but not like that, but like actual drugs. Did you know
that monsters have most energy drinks have taurine in them? The chemical that cats have to have in order to not be blind. So give your cats energy drinks, like Monster. It'll help them be, one, energized and not lay down all day and be sad and depressed. They'll have energy,
my cat,
and they won't go blind.
My cats already run around all the time.
Snacks yesterday was just depressed looking. He was just laying.
He was so depressed.
He was just laying there like...
Well, I picked him up, like, 8 times.
Can I go die?
Okay, so I have 2 cats, and one of them hates being picked up. Snacks, he's, like, a big ol' asshole.
He's a dick.
He's, like, a meanie.
If he's sitting,
bully.
He's a bully. But they used to have this mat by their stairwell going into the basement. You took that off, thank God. Because he would jump up on there. You could not walk by that while he's up there without him attacking you.
It's on the, like, stair railing, and as you're going down the stairs or going by the stairs, he would attack you. Because he was sitting up there.
Because he's sitting like, up there, for and no you got reason. Too close.
You just walk by, and it's, like, a thin walkway, too. It's and you like, just walk by, and he would just attack you.
And you're like, bitch, what the fuck did I do to you? All I literally did was walk by.
Yeah, he just attacks for no reason. But anyway, let's get sidetracked about cats and drugs. Okay, anyway, let's go back.
That's your fault.
So we're going to move on to Ed Gein. This is a little more, me and Brian know a little bit more about Ed Gein.
Nipple bell.
Okay, Brian, get off it. Get off.
Well, I mean his mother.
So, Edward Gein, also known as the Butcher of Plainfield or the Plainfield Ghoul, was an American killer and body snatcher. Born August 27th, 1906, died July 26th, 1984, in a mental institute.
His mom was a bitch.
2 murders confirmed, 7 suspected, 9 corpses mutilated.
I mean, he literally had a box full of ears and noses. Andrew Jackson got noses.
Yeah, no, this guy is, like, nuts. Like, he has, like, he's taking these people's body parts.
No, he would literally go out, kidnap people, like, knock their ass out, then drag them to his house. But let's start with the childhood.
Childhood is where, this is the only reason, I think this is one of the only reasons he actually did what he did.
His mom was abusive, verbally, saying that, oh, he's not going to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. All women are whores, except for herself, because she's righteous.
Yep, and he wasn't allowed to date anybody.
He wasn't allowed to go talk to girls. He was quiet. They said he had strange behaviors. You can't tell me you haven't told yourself a joke in your head and accidentally laughed out loud. You can't tell me you haven't done that.
I've done that. Like, you said, like...
You'll do it in the middle of class.
Because your brain just thinks about something.
In the middle of class. And then you're like, haha, that's funny. And people don't understand. And they're like... But everybody freaks out. Like, oh my God, he's nuts. He's got these strange behaviors. When it's really like... He's the socially awkward kid. His mom's an utter psychopath. His dad's always fucking drunk. The mom's verbally abusive to the dad, and the only reason the dad ever, whenever the dad gets power is when he's drunk. It's the only time he can stand up to his wife. To where he beats her. It's not a healthy relationship in any sense of the way.
Don't they have, like, 3 kids?
2.
Oh, 2, okay.
There's a suspicion Edward murdered his brother. Well, yeah. Because he talked bad about his mom.
Oh, yeah.
Edward was a mommy's boy.
Uh-huh. Ed Gein is all over his mother.
Oh, my God.
And it makes no sense because he was so trapped. But that's kind of the way society is in any sense, like, any time, is, like, you grow up the way, like, you grow up to be exactly like your parents because your parents are who raised you, and that's the only thing you have ever known. You
lead by example.
Uh-huh. That's the only thing you have ever known, so you're gonna grow up and be like your parents. This guy just turned out worse.
Well, I mean, the mom was literally beaten until she was on her knees praying to God to kill her husband.
Yeah. But the mom was also...
The only reason she stayed with him was for the desire to have kids. I don't know what the husband saw in that woman.
At all.
Her name was Augusta.
Yeah, Augusta. Oh, I hate it. Augusta. Like, that is the worst name. Like, who falls? I'm sorry. I mean,
it's a Norwegian-ish, like, Netherlands-ish name. That area. Maybe Norway. But besides, you're like, if you can't, you're listening, there's no visible, I'm just like, huh? But.
Yeah, he's making hand gestures. Not those kind of hand gestures.
Anyways. But one day, his brother, I think his brother's name's Henry, don't quote me on that. He says, oh, I'm gonna not do what the thing is. The dad has a heart attack and dies.
Oh. Loser.
We think it's Augusta.
Oh, yeah, we all think that. We all think that Augusta killed him.
Ugh.
Because wasn't there, like...
They fucking hated each other.
And then they, like... And, like, he never came out.
But at the time, it was forbidden. It's like having pregnancy out of wedlock. Butterbox babies. That was fucked up. You don't know about the butterbox babies. I'll tell you butterbox babies later. But besides that, divorce was a really bad thing to happen.
And divorce was not common.
It was extremely frowned upon. And then to get married after that.
Yep, to get married after that, that was like you...
That was unheard of. But that's what Henry did. He married a divorced woman with kids. Good for him.
Good, yeah.
He basically said, fuck what Augusta thinks. Fuck what my mom thinks. I'm gonna go do what I want.
Yep.
I'm gonna go marry her. Good kid. I love her.
Good kid. Good kid. Good
Follow kid. For what I want. Screw you, mom. In that sense.
At least one of them turned out.
Turned out.
Kind of.
Well, I mean, then there was an uncontrolled burn, and...
Yeah, turned out better.
Before he got murdered.
Yeah, before he got murdered.
Well, I mean, his body is found face down, there's no smoke in his lungs, and there's marks on his neck, making it severely look like as though he was strangled.
Yeah.
And then there's the fire around him, and then once they get the fire put out, they see his body. And his autopsy said... Oh, there was no smoke or ash in his lungs, so he died before. They said it was a heart attack or some heart failure, just like that the dad.
See, that could... What if she was paying him off?
Maybe. Well, she didn't know. We all think it was Edward because...
Oh, yeah.
Edward was the only one who knew at the time. Yeah. And then...
But see, that doesn't... It doesn't make sense. Okay, he couldn't have died from a heart attack, especially if, like, he didn't have... He was obviously, he had to have been pronounced dead. Like, he was dead before the fire.
He was dead.
The fire was just to cover up that he was dead. And
Because there was an uncontrolled burn, and after they get the fire put out, Edward's like, oh no, where's my brother? He's gone. Wow. Real good at covering that up.
Oh.
But.
Wasn't Ed Gein, like, one of those kids that was seen, like, mutilating animals?
No, but him and his brother were sent around to do odd jobs, as said by Bailey Sarian. They were sent out to do odd jobs in order to pay for things after the dad died. Then the mom suffers a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Edward has to take care of her because he's the mommy's boy and still has basically never left the farm. except for the odd jobs around town.
Yeah,
no, he never,
he, yeah.
But then,
they were
but Augusta's like, oh, you won't be able to live without me. You won't be able to survive without me once I'm gone. And being a mean little bitch, even though he's the only one that's keeping, he's taking care of her.
He's the only one that's...
She dies. Mm. She dies.
Good.
After she gets buried, Edward blocks off every other room in the house except for, like, the kitchen.
Except for the kitchen.
Kitchen, living room, and her room. And her room is, and every other room is filled to the brim with garbage. Like what you would see at a hoarder's house.
Yep.
My aunt's house. Both of my aunt's house. Besides that. They would... It was kept in a pristine condition. As though it was his way of coping that she didn't really die. She's still here with me no matter what.
Yeah, like she's still here.
And then the odd jobs. And then we have Edward doing his weird shit. Going around town doing the odd jobs. Oh no, the one tavern owner dies. The same tavern that... Or no, she doesn't die. She disappears.
Mm-hmm.
A few other people disappear.
Like, people just start randomly disappearing.
And nobody notices it.
And nobody...
Nobody notices
nobody
it.
Even cares.
Nobody even pays attention. And then, they look... And then, it took one person who went to a hardware store. He's seen going in. He never really is seen leaving. Because nobody paid attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one paid attention to him. He's just the odd person. That's like, oh, he's just doing a job.
He's just doing whatever
he's
does.
He's just doing what he does. He's doing his stuff. Leave Edward alone in that sense. But he made a fatal mistake. He left a small area, a small bit of blood left at the scene of the old lady because her son came back because he was off and he came back. He's like, oh, okay, well, I'm here. She's gone. The last person that was here was Edward via the receipt.
Yeah.
So he goes down, he calls the police, and it's like,
hey, yo.
This is what happened. This is what's going on. My mom's missing. I think it was his mom, at least. It should have been his mom.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Don't quote us on any of this. Don't this quote is us just on off it. The top of our head, okay?
Yeah.
This is just the stuff that we know.
Yeah. And the police... They go and check it out. They go to the smoker house.
They...
Guess what they find? They don't find her head. They don't find her head.
Nope, no head.
But nope, she's hung upside down, gutted like a deer, draining.
Yep, draining. The blood was draining.
Draining, and any other fluid from her body was being drained out.
Yep, just so he could use all the body parts. Like he did with the...
They never found the head.
Yeah, they never... Yeah, never found
never
the
found
head.
Her head.
Never.
I forget what her name was. But
I don't know.
But then, to go and check out the house, no one could have prepared them for this.
Nobody. Ugh. This house is insane. Remember what was on banister? Like his bed wasn't like skulls and stuff?
It might have been skulls.
I couldn't remember what
I think it was skulls.
Like human skulls?
Human skulls. He also cut the head. Cut up here, cut the crown, cut that off, and used it as a soup bowl.
Yeah, he used heads as...
Human skulls.
As soup heads.
As soup bowls.
Guys, are you listening to this?
There's boxes of ears, boxes of nose. They go into his fridge, which I think they had fridges at the time.
Yeah, they did.
That bridges at the time.
Well, let me see. It was 1906 to 1984.
About 60s, maybe 40s. They had fridges.
Yeah, they had fridges about the time that he... Because he was born in 1906. So about the time his mom died, it was about 1940s, 50s.
Yeah, had to have been maybe 60s.
Yeah, maybe even 60s.
Anyways, don't quote us on most of this information. But they open up the fridge. Oh, what did they find? Organs.
Organs. Meat. Human.
He used
organs.
A singer travel, human. Which is odd.
Meat.
Human meat. Human flesh.
Okay, you want to tell him about your favorite...
A nipple belt.
Yeah.
He made a belt out of nipples. I know this one story of this dude who killed the guy and used his ball sack as a penny purse. His scrotum.
That's weird.
I mean, the dude was fucked up in general, but...
Okay, anyway.
Anyways.
We have lampshades, we have chairs, everything is human skin, human, human bones.
Human flesh lampshades, human flesh upholstery for chairs.
Yep.
He even had heads mounted on the walls.
Yep. So these weren't just trophies, these were people's whole bodies.
Oh no, this was decoration.
This was just decoration.
This is pure decoration. And he was, he used a sewing machine, I think it was a Singer treadle, or it was a hand crank part machine. He used that to create skin suits as well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So he could be like his mommy.
Yeah.
He
made skin suits.
Oh, he also dug up people's graves. Freshly dead people. Freshly dead. Because the skin's more moist and more usable. His words, not mine. Don't quote me on that. I don't know the exact quote, but it was more easy to use and wasn't so dry and brittle.
Yeah, so, yeah, he made skin suits so he could
look legging, like
his mother.
Like, would have been, like, leggings. Like, literal, like, latex suits that drag queens wear. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, only made out of human skin. What do you guys think about that?
Anyways, let's skip.
Okay, let's go
on to sexual torture.
Okay, yeah, let's go on to John Wayne Gacy, guys.
Oh my.
Okay, John Wayne Gacy was an American serial killer and sex offender who raped, tortured, and murdered at least 33 young men and boys. Gacy regularly performed at children's hospitals and charitable events as Pogo the Clown or Patches the Clown, personas he had devised. Born March 17th, 1942, died May 10th, 1994. John Wayne Gacy, crazy.
Bundy wasn't that bright.
Oh, we should have done that.
Still not smart. Killers just think they have
to. Anyway, so...
Anyways.
John Wayne Gacy... Ugh, I cannot believe John Wayne Gacy is such a...
Let's just say he was taught gay people are bad. Which isn't true. I should know.
I should know, actually.
Anyways. Well, I mean, there's some assholes.
So, basically, he's taking these young
boys. It was his only way. He had a wife and kids.
Yeah, he had wife and kids. John Wayne Gacy did.
That poor woman.
I think he had, like, I think I was looking and he had...
Like, it was, like, one wife and, like, three kids.
Yeah, I thought it was three or four kids.
Or it was the 2.5 kids that everybody wants, because it's the American dream. Two-bedroom house, 2.5 kids. I just want no kids. But besides that.
Yeah, so John Wayne Gacy, dressed up as a clown.
I heard this story that... The reason when he kidnapped people, because they were mainly hitchhikers.
Uh-huh, most of them.
Or the kids from the parties.
No, yeah, and they were kids from, like, the events, the charitable events, and the hospitals.
And the birthday parties, because he did that, too.
Yep, because he was a clown.
But apparently there's this story that the first victim got away, and he didn't know it was him at the time. Like, first victim. Okay. And he waited until he slowed down, because he's like, wait, this isn't right. I'm gonna bop out, because this was in the 70s, and there was no seatbelts at the time, because that wasn't enforced in the 70s.
Yeah.
But what he did was he just bopped out of the car, opened the door, and rolled out and ran away. Didn't find that out until he was seeing a confession thing on the news.
Yep.
And it's like, oh shit, I was the first victim. Because they were asking, why did you remove the door handle in the car? And he said, that's how my first victim got away.
Mmm.
And that's why he's like, oh shit.
So, yeah. The first victim didn't actually know they were the first victim until
like, years later. But, yeah.
Yeah, John Wayne Gacy. There's nothing you can really say about John Wayne Gacy, but he's fucked.
Oh, and then you've got Jeffrey Dahmer.
We'll get there.
Cannibal. His name's actually featured in a Kesha song.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it is. Cannibal.
Cannibal. Cannibal, I'm gonna eat you up like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
It's part of the viral TikTok.
It's a little bit weird. Oh, and also...
A little bit.
Okay, Charles Manson. Mm-hmm. Yep, Charles Manson. There's this movie I watched. Actually, last night I watched it. Nerve.
Okay.
I don't think... I wasn't there. No, but I know, but like, you need to watch the movie. But Nerve, but there's... Okay, oh my gosh. There's this one scene where, they actually mention Charles Manson, and the guy goes, you know, because this girl is about to go with this guy into the city on a motorcycle because it's part of her dare, because Nerve is a game, and it's part of a dare. So she goes to do it, and her best friend, which was with her, goes, you know, because the guy was just singing in the restaurant because that was a dare. And, her best friend went, you know, Charles Manson was also a singer because he was implying that the guy that she was going with could be a serial killer. And I didn't get that reference until actually last night. I didn't get that reference, and I've watched that movie
tasty.
Like 10 times.
That's tasty.
Yeah. Anyway, John Wayne Gacy, nothing, but he's a fucking
lunatic.
Lunatic.
That's the word.
He's such a bad person. Like, I can't even. Okay, we're moving on to Jeffrey Dahmer. And he's
fucking ugly.
Yeah, he's so ugly. He's so fat, and he's... Well, not...
I've seen fatter.
But not, like... That's not what I mean, but, like, he's just ugly. He's just not...
He's just... Not that bright or cute.
Like, he's just not, like...
There is no...
He's a typical...
He needs to learn to shave.
Yeah, he's just not... I don't think a clown, no.
And he needs to learn how to contour.
Honestly, if I was a kid in, like, one of those hospitals or something, I would be scared of this freaking clown. Like,
I would hide under my bed. Like, I'd hide with the monster under my bed. The monster under my bed would be scared of that man.
Like, I do not mind clowns, but I saw him in a clown costume...
Mascots are terrifying.
I would cry.
I hate mascots in general.
I don't know. Mascots are just mascots. I don't know why that's a fear.
No.
But, I have a story for you. So, I don't get this. How does Krissa scared of things yet? She keeps saying that she won't... Never mind. I can't not say that on here. Never mind. We're not going to get into the spiel about my sister.
Bitch.
Here.
Anyways.
Anyway, let's go on to Jeffrey Dahmer. Okay, Jeffrey Dahmer, also known as Milwaukee Cannibal or the Milwaukee Monster, was an American serial killer and sex offender who committed the murder and dismemberment of 17 men and boys between 1978 and 1991.
He was gay, too.
Born May 21st, 1960, died November 28th, 1994. Victims, 17. Obviously. The victims that he...
claimed.
Murdered and dismembered. So he's also and a... Yeah, so he's also a cannibal... A dismemberer. He's like all of these serial killers mixed. So Jeffrey Dahmer's probably one of the worst out of all these because he has all of their traits mixed.
Except he didn't make skin suits out of them. Or nipple belts.
Well, yeah, but like he still dismembered them. That's my point.
Dismembered them.
Dismemberment ate them. Like
with Ed Gein, it was never proved that he... Ate the people, but there I mean, was, they were like, in the fridge.
It was in the fridge, the refrigerator.
Their organs were in the fridge.
Their meat was in the fridge.
Their flesh.
So it's kind of like thought that he...
It's widely accepted that he was a cannibal.
That he was also a cannibal.
Like, what are you going to do with all that flesh?
Exactly.
Just throw it on the smoker.
I don't think he had a smoker.
He had a smoker house. It's where they found the one... lady's body being hung like a there was meat smoking in there too. Smelled like ham, they said.
Okay, that's weird. Okay, that's weird. Back to Jeffrey Dahmer.
I know basically nothing about this guy besides he was a cannibal and he's featured in a Kesha song.
Yeah, Kesha. Love Kesha. Fucking ugly.
All these people are fucking ugly. Charles Manson has a psychotic fucking look to his ass.
Oh my god, yeah. He like, yeah, have you seen that one picture with his like...
He's handcuffed and he's just...
And he's... And no, there's one where he has like his tongue out and he's like, his hair is all messy. Like, it almost reminds me of... He almost looks like Albert Einstein, honestly.
The Night Stalker, I think is what his name was. He stayed at the Cecil Hotel. Mm-hmm. Two serial killers stayed at the Cecil Hotel. Probably more.
You know, you could be walking by a serial killer any point
like,
of your day.
It says that the average person walks past like 34 murderers in their lifetime.
And you don't even know.
You wouldn't know. For all you know, you could be the next victim.
Like, you really could be the next victim.
Like, any minute, you can just get shanked.
Well, not in the middle of town, not in the middle of New York City. Not saying murderers live in New York City, but they should.
They do.
Population control. In New York City, sorry, New York City.
And that's the wolves in Yellowstone.
New York City is overpopulated. Way overpopulated.
Like, I just want to go... live out in the middle of nowhere, at least with some sort of internet or something, so I can listen to music. That's about it, because I don't really watch TV.
And communication.
And communication, of course.
Yeah, my plan is
I'll just get a telegraph machine and just wire telegraph.
See, stuff. I'm not gonna live in the
well,
middle
we're gonna,
of nowhere.
I
want to
live in the middle of nowhere.
I'm just gonna come up and visit for like holidays and stuff because like
I just want to live.
I have stuff to do.
Me, I want to live in the middle of nowhere, basically. Run a little business.
I'm gonna have a life.
And go die. Just, you know, like, hide in the middle of nowhere. Just ship things out. Be the little hermit.
So
who
guys.
Knows? Have a hog farm. Pull a Belle Gunness. You know, maybe murder two or three people.
Belle Gunness. I did an episode on that. Belle Gunness.
Your episode 6.
One of the episodes. Belle Gunness. Oh, that's a great story.
I threatened to pull a Lorena Bobbitt and chop off a lot of guys' dicks. That's just because they're an asshole.
Okay, well, yeah. He also threatens with hog farms.
My cousin's got hog farm, okay? I just have to get rid of your teeth and toenails. That's about it. That's all they will need.
Yeah, no, we're not going to talk about being a murderer. Because we're not going to be murderers. We're not crazy. I mean, we're crazy, not like... crazy murder crazy, okay? We're like regular crazy. Or like not regular crazy, we're like crazy. You know, not like
think
crazy.
Carefully.
Not like insane, okay? We're not insane.
We're not Charles Manson.
We are not any of these serial killers.
We're just your regular mentally ill teens.
It's probably the best way to put it.
I mean, everybody has the possibility to be a killer. I mean, Hitler's mom wanted an abortion. She wanted to abort his ass while he was still a fetus, but it was illegal. That's all I'm gonna say about that subject.
See, I do not promote or... I do not, like... I'm not for or against it, okay? I'm just, like, I don't... You do what you want with your body, hun.
I'm just... That's why I'm just gonna never vote. And just hide in the little corner.
Yep, I'm fine. Right where I'm at.
I'm
not gonna have an opinion on it.
Dude in your basement that's just like, just okay, leave me alone. I'm gonna go hide in your bathroom downstairs that's carpeted.
You're talking about your bathroom.
It's a possibility.
Okay, you're so weird. Okay.
You chose to be friends with this. You chose this.
And you chose to be friends with me.
I mean, you did pin me against the wall once.
I did? When? For why?
You're still friends with those two crazy bitches at the time.
Who? Maya and Erica?
Yeah, I just try not to say names. Because what if they listen to my... I don't care if that bitch...
Well, they can
listen.
Suck it. If they listen to it, they listen to it.
They can eat my ass on my opinions. Except, I'm a homosexual. I don't care about what you want.
Anyway.
I'm too fabulous.
So,
like my kitchen.
Yeah, I did. I don't remember that. That must have been when I was young.
You, it was like third grade. Before we became friends.
We became friends in third grade. Didn't you come in second grade?
I came at the end of second grade. But yeah, it was not springtime. It was about fall.
Was it like super beginning of
the year? Super beginning of third grade.
Yeah, because we became friends in third grade.
Not right now.
Pee poop. Bye.
But you guys pinned me against the wall, and I got you guys in trouble because I told the teacher that
I never got in trouble for that. I don't
know. I was an emotional baby.
I was never in trouble for pinning anybody
against the wall. At least that's what Maya said, but I don't trust her.
I don't remember ever doing that, though.
Well, it's like with Adeline. I don't remember. This is stuff we should be publicly telling people how I just...
Oh, sorry. Oh,
we completely forgot that we were recording.
We forgot we were recording. And we were
You're getting juicy details about our life that...
You don't need to know.
You don't really need to know.
And you probably don't want to know.
Like, we're just the people that you listen to that possibly even speak a different language to, but you're just like,
Wow.
I've got people from the Philippines listening.
Oh, yeah, I have people from, like, weird places.
You got Germany.
I got a lot from Russia. Doesn't that track, though?
Well, Russia's got some weird shit going on.
Let's not.
Shut the fuck up, Russia. Mother Russia. You see, it's Mother Russia and Father Germany.
They're married?
I guess. Who's the...
Who's the child?
Who's the little angry baby?
Who's the father? If there's a father and there's a mother, there has to be a baby.
Andrew Jackson. What's the Democratic Party? And then the other bitch is... What's John Quincy Adams? It was John Quincy Adams. But they had little angry babies. Their names were... The Democratic Party and the Republican Party. And we're about to see this one, because when two angry babies, baby men, take their bad tempers and mix them together, their bad tempers make other little bad tempers, which is the Democratic and Republic Party. And we're going to see this happen once more. We might get to see that wonderful joy of creation happen again with another party.
Okay.
Anyways, I think that's about it for
today. Okay, yeah, let's get going.
This is my longest episode yet.
My longest, too. Thank you for joining us for the ramble.
Because we're just rambling about these murders. Today.
Like, we just did this because we felt like talking, okay? Like, we didn't even have this planned, like, literally.
It came out of nowhere, and I'm like, well,
like, literally, about 50 minutes ago, we were like, oh.
We're not going to do this. And then now we're, about 50 minutes ago. And then we're like, you know what, yeah, let's just do this.
Let's just make an episode for no reason. Yeah.
Because why not?
And then we just went through Wikipedia and just got all the I went through Wikipedia and just got all the
descriptions.
All the descriptions that just popped up when you first searched these
people.
I didn't go anywhere in depth. I just...
I just
wrote it. Saw it, wrote it, done.
Because we'll eventually go deeper into these people
into some of these people. Yeah.
After we do actual research.
Yeah, after but we do actual...
But my next episode that I hope to get out soon... will be the Black Dahlia, or the case of Elizabeth Short, but we're not going to get into that today.
Yeah, so my next episode will be, I'm going into my next season, because I think I have about 9-10 episodes after this episode.
Planned
yep.
for season 2.
And I'm going to season 2, and
it's going
to
be focused more on paranormal.
It's going to be all about the paranormal.
Mine's really just a mod podge. I really should start kind of sectoring it out. I'm trying to get more mysteries and a little bit more murder in there. I've been doing quite a bit of the paranormal, but
yeah, I think
most
I'm
of my
do...
stories is like the mystery, murder, and the paranormal kind of intermixed, like the Cecil Hotel.
I think I'm going to do a lot of the paranormal for this. This next season might be long. Because I'm going to go in depth, and I might go back into murders later,
But you might add in a few murders here and there. Because, well, the murders will be broader than the paranormal tales.
See, paranormal, I'm also going to go in with cryptids and stuff like that, too. Like Bigfoot,
well, cryptids mermaids. Are under the paranormal spectrum.
Yeah, I know.
Like UFOs.
So we're just going to kind of, you know, paranormal is about everything. A lot of it, though, might is probably going to be ghosts. Because
paranormal just basically means it's not normal.
Yep. Okay. Well,
Well, then you're paranormal, but... We're not going to get into that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time on our
podcasts.
Okay. Bye, guys.